1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation is not letting up. Higher gas prices, a major contributor to a 3.5% jump in the government's consumer price index.
This report showed that inflation is still stubbornly high, and it's going up faster than many had expected. When you look at these monthly numbers of inflation, prices were up 0.4% in March from the month before. That was the third month in a row that it had been reaccelerating.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. In the wake of Arizona's Supreme Court doing away with a woman's right to choose, Republicans running the state's legislature quickly shut down any discussion of a proposed repeal of the newly revived 1864 law criminalizing abortion throughout pregnancy in Arizona. A federal judge in Madison, Wisconsin, sentenced Ridindu Roychowdhury to 7 years in prison after his guilty plea to firebombing the Madison office of the Wisconsin Family Action, an anti-abortion group, in 2022. This is ABC News. Slidell, Louisiana, cleaning up after a tornado. No deaths, and Mayor Greg Comer says the injuries weren't terrible.
Minor injuries, cuts, scratches, bruises, bangs. One gentleman sustained a head injury on the north side of town up here. Wall fell in, hit him in the head, ended up by the hospital, released. Nothing of any major consequences.
No mind like the criminal mind. Case in point, in Southern California.
As the California Highway Patrol has been cracking down on organized retail theft, they've been making some big busts of things like stolen makeup and hardware store items. Now investigators have recovered $300,000 worth of stolen Legos in a bust. Three men and a woman have been arrested, accused of stealing the Legos from stores and then in turn selling them for profit online and elsewhere. Officers found rooms full of stolen Legos. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director, Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. Federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices, but that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any like wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 9-5 win over Cincinnati. The winning pitcher, Brewers starter Joe Ross, getting his first major league win in nearly 3 years after having Tommy John surgery twice. Manager Pat Murphy.
That's the story of the game, Joe Ross. I mean, that guy was the Joe Ross of old.
NBA, the Bucks beat the top-ranked Celtics 104-91, but maybe without Giannis Antetokounmpo for a while. He limped off the court in the third quarter. Doc Rivers met with reporters.
Yeah, they're testing him for the calf. right now, which is obviously MRI.
Okay, and as far as you know, there's no updates on that. It's just...
No, he just left a little while ago.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues in Beloit, Platteville, and Madison. I asked Leroy Butler about the Packers' new safety, Xavier McKinney.
More than anything, he can play multiple positions like as I did. He can play in the deep middle, he can play in the box, and he can play in the slot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll maintain a mostly cloudy sky here in the overnight. Light south breeze and lows in the mid-40s. Shower chances developing Thursday afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Showers, even some rumbles of thunder Thursday night, with our lows dropping to the middle 40s. Right now, it's 55.
Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Okay, here's the question that I have for the lawyers out there and for anybody else who has, you know, good logic and even the smallest grounding in law. And, you know, right now all the phone lines are busy. But if you persist, and typically if you call in immediately after somebody hangs up, you might get through. Here's my question. Yesterday I read this article. This is from April 5th. And today is the 10th. So this was just from last week. And it got no coverage in the mainstream media. None, which really surprised me. That the Indiana Court of Appeals... Now, keep in mind, let me back up a little bit. When the Dobbs decision came down, saying that, you know, states could outlaw abortion if they want, the first state to take advantage of it was Indiana. And they passed basically a complete ban on abortion, a six-week ban. And the ACLU of Indiana sued, and they sued on behalf of five anonymous Jewish, Muslim, and spiritual, they call them plaintiffs, and a group called Hoosier Jews for Choice. The spiritual group actually called themselves pagans. So no Christians, no self-professed Christians in this bunch, but Jews, Muslims, pagans, and this group, Jews for Choice. And their argument was that their religion not only allows for abortion, but in some cases mandates abortion. And they could demonstrate this, you know, through sacred text and customs and practices and all kinds of things. So, under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was signed into law by Mike Pence, well, in fact, when he signed it, this is when he was governor, he said, the freedom of religion for every Hoosier is enshrined in the Constitution of the United States and the Indiana Constitution, blah, 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 blah. For generations, these protections have served as a bulwark for liberty. So, what these people claimed was because their religion allows for abortion, therefore, they don't have to comply with the abortion law in Indiana. You know, just like the masterpiece cake guy said, I don't want to bake a cake for a gay couple. And so the anti-discrimination laws don't apply to me because I'm a Christian. Or the woman from Colorado who had the web design company that had literally never been asked to design a website for a gay marriage, a gay wedding, but thought that might happen and took it all the way to the Supreme Court, which should not have happened because there was no injury. But in any case, it's basically the same argument. It's the Hobby Lobby argument. We shouldn't have to pay the insurance companies for health care that includes birth control and abortion. And the insurance companies won't provide us with a policy that excludes birth control and abortion because of federal law. And the Supreme Court said, well, that federal law is wrong. And now Hobby Lobby can buy health insurance for its people that doesn't provide them with abortion or contraception care. That one was particularly weird because it was a corporation suing, saying that its religious liberties were being violated. A corporation. So they quoted, in fact, they actually quoted the Burwell v. Hobby Lobby case. This is from one of the three justices on the Indiana Court of Appeals, saying if a corporation can engage in a religious exercise by refusing to provide abortifacients, contraceptives that essentially abort a pregnancy after fertilization, it stands to reason that a pregnant person can engage in a religious exercise by pursuing an abortion. Now, here's more from the decision by the Indiana Appeals Court. The state does not explain why a victim of rape or incest is entitled to an abortion, but women whose sincere religious beliefs direct an abortion are not. Now, these were all Republicans, by the way. Three Republican appointees. Again, from the ruling, both judges Melissa S. May and L. Mark Bailey concurred with Judge Weissman's opinion. This is from Bailey, the one man in the group. It was two women and a man. He writes, indeed, where theologians cannot agree, legislators are ill-equipped to define when life begins. And that's really the argument here, right? It is a religious argument. He goes on to say, in a more perfect world, each pregnant woman, in evaluating her options, would have no burden beyond examining her individual conscience, counseling with her spiritual advisor, and consulting with her medical provider. But a perfect world is this is not, and resulting pregnancy is not always a simple free will contract or agreement. He goes on to say, legislators, and he's pointing out here that, only one quarter of the legislators in Indiana are women. Three quarters are men. And speaking to that, he says, and I quote, legislators, an overwhelming majority of whom have not experienced childbirth, nevertheless dictate that virtually all pregnancies in this state must proceed to birth, notwithstanding the onerous burden upon women and girls. They have done so not based on science or viability, but upon a blanket assertion that they are the protectors of, quote, life from the moment of conception. So this happened, right? Now it's this appeals court decision is on hold pending an appeal to the Supreme Court of Indiana. And I'm guessing the Supreme Court of Indiana will probably strike it down, but who knows? But it raises a question for me. Given that this decision has happened, that the Indiana Appeals Court has established at least a minor precedent, are there other things that people could use religion? There's either 16 or 21 states, I forget which, that have their own Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRAs, in law. And there's the federal RFRA law that was passed, I think, in 1994. I'd have to go back and look. But here's my question. I consider myself a Christian, for example. I don't go to church, but I try to follow the teachings of Jesus. And, he was pretty explicit in Matthew 25. You know, the only way to get into heaven, in other words, the only way to really be a Christian, is to feed the hungry, heal the sick, house the homeless, and have compassion for those in prison. I mean, you can read it right there in the Bible. And, you know, and he's very clear. He says, you know, in the final days, those who didn't do this, they're going to hell, the goats, and those who did, they're going with me, the sheep. So is there some way that I could, or any of us could, who believe religiously that the appropriate thing is to be providing food stamps to poor families, is to be feeding children in public schools, is to be providing housing to the homeless, is to be having a national health care system, Medicare for all, so that nobody is denied healing that Jesus mandated. Is there a way that we can use these things for a positive benefit rather than just preventing a negative outcome? Now, so far, all of the RFRA rulings have been people getting exceptions to law, right? In Indiana, these women got an exception to the anti-abortion law. In the Masterpiece Cake piece, the guy got an exception to the anti-discrimination law. In the case of the web designer, got an exception to the anti-discrimination laws. and on and on and on. I mean, they're all, you know, let me out of the law that I don't like, essentially, because of my religion. So my question, and what I'm really struggling with, I wrote a whole piece yesterday afternoon that was going to be my article for today, and then I hit this barrier, which is this question that I'm presenting to you. Is there a way to say my religion mandates this, therefore government must do it? As opposed to my religion mandates this, therefore government can't prevent me from doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is, you know, up until now, all the RFRA things have been personal actions that people want to engage in that they're prohibited by law from doing. I'm trying to figure out how to use these same religious freedom acts to promote a positive good as opposed to avoiding a negative. And I haven't been able to come up with it. And I'm really struggling with this. And if you have, if any of you out there who are, you know, smart about the law, have any ideas or suggestions, we can brainstorm them together right here on this program. So, you know, I look forward to hearing from you. We will be back. It's 15 minutes. Shortly, it'll be 16 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program, occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
And Sean tells me the federal RFRA was 1993. So thank you for that. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the city with the official board headquarters on State Street Flamingo. It's Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he was having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare of right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I really do try to live with a heart healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Super Beats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeets Heart Chews. That's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. They are so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeets Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Superbeets, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. There's no pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based, and they have no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. So that's my rant on RFRA. Maybe there's a germ of an idea in there, and maybe I'm just completely missing the boat, legally speaking. So I put it out to you, and I ask you for thoughts on this, and Mark will flag any calls that have to do with RFRA so that I can go to them first. Although once again, all the lines are filled. A couple of other stories here. The Biden Environmental Protection Agency, you'll recall when Donald Trump was president, he destroyed the Environmental Protection Agency. He moved their science-based headquarters out of, I think it was in Virginia, way out to Kansas, and that led half of their scientists to quit because they didn't want to move. Their spouses were working in the D.C. area or whatever. They just didn't want to move to Kansas. And he kept it. I mean, he just gutted the agency. And then he, by executive action, took down over 100 environmental rules that the Environmental Protection Agency had put into place. Well, Biden, all on behalf of the fossil fuel industry and the chemical industries. I mean, these people were paying off and are, to this day, paying off Republicans in a big, big, big way. And they're gonna do it hugely this fall as the oil industry jacks up gasoline prices. I fully expect to see $6 a gallon gas in November. But anyhow, Biden became president and he put the EPA back together. And he is now, they have now passed a rule that will protect the drinking water of more than 200 million Americans who at this moment have drinking water that has these forever chemicals, the PFOSs, the ones that... that movie Dark Water starring Mark Ruffalo? If you haven't seen it, it's really worth, renting or whatever you have to do on Amazon or Netflix. I don't know where it is, but it's out there. And it's about this crusading lawyer played by Mark Ruffalo who came from this poor West Virginia community. I believe it was West Virginia. And comes back home and discovers that, half the community has cancer or open sores on their faces. Or I mean, people are just sick as a dog. And it turns out it was these PFAS chemicals coming out of a, maybe it was 3M, I think, plant. He exposes it. So anyhow, these are new chemicals, relatively speaking. They've just been invented in the last 20 years. There's over 1,000 of them now. And they cause birth defects, they cause death, they cause cancer, they cause all kinds of problems in very, very low concentrations. I mean, the new standard that the FDA just rolled out is no more than one part per trillion in drinking water. I'm sorry, 10 parts per trillion is the standard. The Environmental Working Group proposed one part per trillion. But this is like really potent stuff. And the problem is that they don't break down. They don't break down in the body. The liver can't metabolize these chemicals. The kidneys can't excrete these chemicals. They're large molecules. And they persist and they cause damage to DNA and thus all these problems. And, you know, it's not just drinking water, by the way. PFASs are used to line the inside of paper coffee. They make paper waterproof. So they use them to line the inside of paper, not all, but many paper cups, the paper trays that are frozen food is in, the wrappings, the used to be wax paper, you know, and tin foil, but the wrappings that they wrap your burger in, stuff like that, your French fry box, they're in some cases they're laced with PFASs. Used to be they were all laced with PFASs, like, you know, 5 years ago, but now there's more and more awareness and more companies are pulling them out. But this is great news that the EPA is back and they're doing their work, and I think it's a really important thing. And frankly, you know, we all need to do everything we can to avoid these chemicals. I am very reluctant to use microwaved frozen dinners, basically, because of the possibility of PFAS in the paper containers, and I go out of my way to use actual mugs, you know, ceramic cups and things to drink coffee rather than paper coffee cups, because so many of them are lined with PFASs. Now, you can find ones that just explicitly say no PFAS, but, you know, there's typically a premium that you pay for that. So anyhow, just FYI. I got a geeky science for you on the other side of the break, and then I will be picking up your calls. And once again, if you've got ideas about RFRA, I'd love to hear them. There is one line open right now. So I'll be right back with you in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Dear Media Support Group for We the People, I'll be right back with you.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And our dogs love this stuff. Yours will, too. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Domestic and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And, Donald Trump just filed another appeal in New York against, this is for the so-called hush money trial. I call it the election interference trial. And that's what Alvin Bragg calls it, that is coming up on Monday. It starts on Monday. And he's doing everything he can to postpone this thing. And he's got this new appeal that, you know, somehow Alvin Bragg did wrong and the judge and Judge Mershon should have recused. It ain't going to go anywhere. In fact, he's asking for the hearing on the appeal to be in May. Please, let's wait a month and then talk about. I think I can pretty much guarantee you they're going to shoot it down. But, you know, keep an eye on this. We'll probably find out by the end of the day. So what's on your mind today? Dolores in New York City. Hey, Dolores, what's up?
Yeah, it's Dolores Emma.
Oh, Dolores Emma. I'm sorry. Yes, it says that here. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. So I'm calling in response to your comment in the last hour where you said, sarcastically said to the caller, that, well, then all the leaders around the world who are supporting sending arms to Ukraine are delusional. Do you remember saying that?
I do.
Okay, so I'm calling in response to that. And my response is that all the leaders, a lot of leaders around the world, supported George Bush attacking Iraq. And they were also delusional.
I agree.
Because look what happened in Iraq and what's still happening, happened around the world.
But Iraq and Iraq and Ukraine are literally completely different things. We attacked a sovereign country. Russia attacked a sovereign country. If you're looking for an analogy, that's it. That we were as much at fault with Iraq and Afghanistan as Russia is with Ukraine. And
okay,
yes, we shouldn't have done it. And yes, the leaders of the other countries, and some of them were trepidatious, but, you know, they shouldn't have gone along with it. George W. Bush lied to us. Dick Cheney lied to us.
Yes, and the New York Times lied to us, too.
Yep.
So, to follow along with that, and your Christian little comment, your question about the Bible and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
It also says in the Bible, the Old Testament, which, as we both know, that Trump supports them both equally, the Old and the New Testament. And so I'm here to talk.
I guarantee you he hasn't read either, but keep going.
I totally agree with that, but I'm being sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it says in the Old Testament, "Thou shalt not kill." Now I'm for peace, and as I was sitting here on the phone waiting to talk, I was thinking about the stab that went through me when I heard that Paul Wellstone died in that helicopter accident.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who is for peace or for a new way of being in our society, in other words, more for people and less for greed and money, as Paul Wellstone was, somehow they get taken down.
Yeah, sadly. Bobby, Jack,
yeah,
Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about peace? Nobody's talking about peace. What about peace in Ukraine? What about people getting...
The way you're going to get peace in Ukraine is to push out the guy who is trying to violate the peace.
War creates more problems.
Tell that to the residents of Europe right now about World War II, Dolores Emma.
I'm just telling it to you.
I'm saying, you know, sometimes defensive, well, most of the time, defensive wars, wars to stop aggression, wars to stop oppression. Yes, they involve killing, but that kind of killing is widely justified in the Bible. Read the book of Jeremiah. Read the book of Jesus. You know, it's all over the Bible. So, but I don't want to argue the Bible. Dolores Emma, thank you for the call. Tom in Auburn, Washington. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. First-time caller, big fan.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to get your opinion, an in-depth opinion, I guess, on the upcoming April 25th immunity trial of Supreme Court's hearing.
It'll be the oral arguments, on the April 25th. Donald Trump is arguing that he has immunity. There's some nuance to this, which is interesting. Jack Smith, in filing this criminal complaint against Donald Trump in the D.C. Circuit, could have, or with the D.C. District Court, or whatever it is, I guess it's the District Court, could have said Donald Trump was not acting officially when he tried to overturn the government of the United States, that politics and elections is not part of his job as president. His job as president is to run the country, but not to run the elections. That's up to the individual states, and that he had gone way beyond, you know, these were not official acts. But instead, Jack Smith argued and charged him with official acts that were crimes. In other words, that he did these as president rather than as candidate Trump. And the result of that is that presidents have broad immunity with regard to official acts. You know, if the president signs an executive order that says, everybody has to wear a red hat on Thursdays, you can't sue. it's like, well, I suppose you could if it was that ridiculous, but by and large, you couldn't hold the president liable for that. You couldn't prosecute him for that because that's an official act. It's called sovereign immunity. And so now what Trump is claiming is that everything he did around January 6th was actually an official act, which is what Jack Smith kind of acknowledged. And therefore, he should have absolute immunity for doing it because official acts of the president generally are immune. And I think that's the reason why the Supreme Court decided to pick it up. If Jack Smith had argued that these were not official acts, that these were individual acts or candidate acts, I suspect the Supreme Court wouldn't have taken the case because they wouldn't have had Trump wouldn't have had a foot to stand on. And that's the thing that concerns me about this is that the Supreme Court could very easily say, well, Jack, if you're saying these are official acts, we're going to agree with you and give him immunity.
I've been waiting a long time for this trial, and I just thought it was maybe the
downside.
You're going to finally put Trump away.
Right. The downside is that, you know, if the court says, yes, he's immune because of official acts, then you know, a whole range of other things that could be called official acts by a president, you know, Joe Biden ordering SEAL Team 6 to take out Donald Trump, for example, would be legal. And I don't think they're going to go that far. I suspect that they're going to cut the baby in half. But God only knows. If nothing else, they are definitely working to delay things for Donald Trump as much as possible. Tom, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Great question. Mike in Cleveland, Georgia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, on that abortion thing and immunity, there was a lady, somebody run into her house while the police was shooting at him, and he didn't belong there. But they went into a house and tore it all to pieces and shot it all up, and they allowed that they had the right to do that, and she got them under the takings clause. They had a right to do that, but then they had a right to pay for what they took. Mm. Well, on this abortion thing, if you're taking away a woman's rights, gives them standing, you're taking away their future and their health and their well-being, they can sue up underneath the takings clause. They got to take the baby. That's a state action. But they should be able to sue up under a takings clause for damages, financial damages and psychological damages. They should be able to sue the state on that ground.
Yeah.
On a separate note, Lindsey Graham and Dan Crenshaw the other day determined that we're going to count these Mexican gangs and whatnot as enemies of the state and send the military down into Mexico. Mm-hmm. Well, given military creep, that's going to be all up amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
They'll completely circumvent the Posse Comitatus Act and all other kind of things.
I agree, Mike.
I'm a little concerned.
And Trump has endorsed that perspective, by the way.
I didn't know that.
If he becomes president...
I think, along with what you were talking about, I mean, you can overcome this immunity. They want to force these women. That gives them standing. Any of them that are hurt, harmed in any way, shape, or form should, under the Takings Clause, have been made to do this. This choice was taken away from them.
Interesting.
They should be able to file in court. And these lawyers you got out there, I'm sure, are sharp enough to figure that out.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be a tort. I agree. Mike, thank you very much for that. I appreciate the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, talk media for the sane among us. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, give me a break.
We're not sure where you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Man Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901, 800-421-9901, 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation is not letting up. Higher gas prices, a major contributor to a 3.5% jump in the government's consumer price index.
This report showed that inflation is still stubbornly high, and it's going up faster than many had expected. When you look at these monthly numbers of inflation, prices were up 0.4% in March from the month before. That was the third month in a row that it had been reaccelerating.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. In the wake of Arizona's Supreme Court doing away with a woman's right to choose, Republicans running the state's legislature quickly shut down any discussion of a proposed repeal of the newly revived 1864 law criminalizing abortion throughout pregnancy in Arizona. A federal judge in Madison, Wisconsin, sentenced Ridindu Roychowdhury to 7 years in prison after his guilty plea to firebombing the Madison office of the Wisconsin Family Action, an anti-abortion group, in 2022. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hasn't had a Department of Natural Resources secretary since Adam Payne stepped down in October. Governor Evers tells the Journal Sentinel he wants to make sure he makes the right choice. Also in October, the state Senate fired more than half the Natural Resources Board, which sets the agency's policies. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up at next week's permanent forum on indigenous issues in New York. Critics are worried about plans for an oil tunnel under Michigan's Straits of Mackinac.
If a leak happened within that tunnel, it would cause a catastrophic failure, pumping crude oil into the Straits and into the Great Lakes.
Wes Furlong is a lawyer with the Native American Rights Fund. Line 5 carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas every day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll maintain a mostly cloudy sky here in the overnight. Light south breeze and lows in the mid-40s. Shower chances developing Thursday afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Showers, even some rumbles of thunder Thursday night, with our lows dropping to the middle 40s. Right now it's 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stop those threatening phone calls and do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com, ZAPMYDEBT.com, zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Stephanie in Milan, Tennessee. Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
Hi. You said you wanted attorneys to call in about the Indiana ruling.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ruling should stand, but because we do not have an objective Supreme Court, somebody will take it up there and they'll rule, according to what their ideology is. They pretend that it's a textualism, but they only use that when they want it to work. They don't use it for everything.
Yeah, I get that. What my question is there a way to use the RFRA laws to achieve a positive outcome, to force government to do something rather than to simply avoid having the onus of government on us?
Yes, I believe so, except that they'll take it to the Supreme Court and they will not probably rule that way.
I get that, but what would be the justification for using the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to force government to provide food stamps, for example?
You can't.
That's what I came up against, Stephanie. I wasn't able to come up with a legal basis, for a positive outcome as opposed, because everything else was not a negative outcome, but I think societally you could argue that they were, being allowed to discriminate against gay people and stuff like that. But it would be so cool if we could just turn the tables on these people and say, yes, my religion dictates that, but anyway. Stephanie, thank you.
Yes, you could. There is one way. They're discriminating against women, and there's two laws. We have congressional law that says you can't single out a group to discriminate against. You can't, use Indians or blacks or whatever. You can't discriminate, making a law primarily for that group. And women are the only ones being discriminated in these abortion laws.
That's a good point.
And the problem is that would work except for the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
They'll twist it to whatever they want. There's also something about this. Eric was talking about this case in Erie.
Mm-hmm.
The tax exemption, the only reason for tax exemption is to keep the state from interfering with your business. So saying that it has to be a state benefit is absolutely nonsense.
Yeah, it seems like it. I know nothing about the case, so other than what Erica had to say. Stephanie, thank you so much.
I
have to move on, but thank you. Hey, good talking to you. Catherine in Baltimore. Hey, Catherine, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I didn't hear what the Indiana ruling was, but you were talking. Is that?
They ruled in Indiana that under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that a group comprised of Jews, pagans, and Muslims who argued that their religions sometimes mandate abortion could not be regulated under the Indiana abortion laws.
So we won.
We won, and the appeals court. It's now going to go to the Indiana Supreme Court.
So right now they're saying they can't do that because Judaism, a woman's life is always paramount.
Exactly. The statement that they made in the pleadings was that under Judaism, life does not begin until birth.
Exactly.
And by defining life at the moment of fertilization, which is essentially what these laws do, they're impinging on the religious freedom of Jews, Muslims, and pagans.
Oh, so we won. Oh,
at the appeals court.
For now.
Yeah, at least for now.
The only time I was thinking of laws when the government went in and told the religion, they passed a law that a religion couldn't do something. There seems to me, I'm very foggy, but it seems like in the 1970s or 80s, in Florida, there was a religious organization, the Sun Tierras or something, and they wanted to sacrifice cats as part of their rituals. And we did come out and make a law that they can't do that. Now, I haven't looked it up. I wish I could remember it.
And they have not appealed it under RFRA.
And the other one was at some point polygamy became illegal.
Yeah.
And so that's against Mormon religions. So.
Yeah, but these are all of these laws and cases are examples of times that individuals got exceptions or exemptions from federal or state law. In other words, they didn't have to conform with the law. They didn't have to conform with the anti-discrimination laws. They didn't have to conform with the anti-abortion laws. I'm looking for something that is positive and proactive. Is it possible to use the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to force government to care for the homeless, to care for the hungry, to do the things that my religion and the religion of probably most Americans dictates?
Yes, is the same one that Jesus said in Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew 25, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to figure out if there's some way to use that, and I just haven't been able to come up with it. It probably doesn't exist. But
well, all the great religions tell us, to treat our fellow man and to treat ourselves.
You're absolutely right, Catherine. Catherine, I've got to go. We're out of time, but thank you for the call.
Good.
It's 57 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you on the other side of this break. The right won't admit the Comstock Act would mean mass arrests for abortion, and how authoritarian leadership affects ADHDers.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacement, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS. What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio
station. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.